time for a break. Grab a coffee, get comfy, and catch up with old friends. Join us for an easy chat on all the biggest news stories of the day on ICRT Breakdown, a bilingual 2030 policy program brought to you in cooperation with the National Development Council.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to ICRT's Breakdown. Come and join us while we discuss some very interesting, some very worldly topics. And we have an expert joining us today to kind of tell us a bit more about some of the topics that are in our minds, that are causing us to think these days. I'm one of your co-hosts. I'm Tim Berge. And joining me, as always, is...
I'm Paz Bueno.
Yeah, and Paz, I noticed you having your bendong today, your lunch, and it seemed like you're eating some bamboo shoots. Was that right?
Of course. Bamboo shoots are one of my favorite food. And it's interesting that you bring up bamboo shoots because actually our topic for today, we are going to be discussing bamboo.
Are you serious?
Yes.
As I was just having my zongzi wrapped in bamboo leaves?
Yes.
Holy cow, that's amazing.
So Tim, what's your impression of bamboo? Like when you hear bamboo, what comes to mind?
When I hear the word bamboo, I think very old school. You know, you think of like the little stools that you see that are made like put together with bamboo, or maybe you see just like little objects, handicrafts, which are made from bamboo. So I don't really think of it as being very fancy. It just seems to be something very traditional, something very interesting, but it's something I don't spend a lot of time thinking about.
Okay, I see.
But I think you're trying to set me up, Paz, that there's something more I should be thinking about?
I am. I mean, usually when I think about bamboo, I usually think about bamboo in food applications. So you've already mentioned, bamboo leaves, rice wrapped in bamboo leaves, you know, Taiwanese zongzi, and then there's also bamboo shoots. My favorite are the bamboo shoots soaked in chili oil. Those, that's so good. 那个很下饭, like you just pair with a bowl of rice. It's a wonderful dish. And when I think about bamboo, you can also use it kind of like as a cooking utensil. So you can steam rice inside of bamboo, I suppose it would be like bamboo cups.
Right, or just like the bamboo steamers too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. So usually when I think about bamboo, those are the applications in which I'm thinking about them. But actually there are many more ways we can think about bamboo.
Really?
And that's
now
why we've invited our expert for today.
And our expert for today is who?
So today we've invited Dr. Yingbing Huang. Okay. He comes from ITRI, the ITRI, the Industrial Technology Research Institute, where he focuses on bamboo industry technology and the development of processed products made from bamboo.
Okay, well, welcome, Dr. Huang.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Hey, everyone. My name is Yingbing Huang from ITRI Central Region Campus. My research is focused on biomass, especially bamboo. Since 2007, I have worked in Industry Technology Research Institute and started to develop bamboo processing like modification and carbonation and its application of environment purification and amendments. So I got a PhD degree in chemical engineering. I have been studying natural material for a long term, so I'm very happy to participate in the program about World Bamboo Expo today. 大家好，我是黄迎宾，我来自于工研院中分院。那主要我的工作是在天然物或者是生态材料方面。那主要尤其是在竹子部分。那自从大概 17年前， 2007年左右，我在工研院工作的时候就开始在研究 focus 在这个竹子上面。那主要包含它的一些加工制程，或者是它的改质，那甚至它的后端的应用可以在环境啊，或者是土壤改良方面。那虽然我 本身的PhD的背景是在化工，但是我长期以来后来到工研就是都是在研究一些天然相关的一个部分，所以今天非常高兴来参加这样的一个节目。
Thank you very much, Dr. Huang. So you focus on bamboo industry technology. When I hear bamboo, I don't think about the word technology. So 为什么会有这个bamboo technology? 是竹子科技吗?
因为可能是在过往竹子都只是当作 building material 或者是像食物或 food， 比较少人去做一些科技的一个研究，大部分很多都是bamboo handcraft 或者是一些工艺品的部分。那这几年来就是做那个 after 21 earthquake， 那 government 要去 revive 这个 bamboo industry， 所以他们就是去投入大量的资源到研究竹炭这件事情。
So like bamboo carbon and more research was done after, especially after the 921 earthquake.
And I think it's interesting, Paz, you're kind of asking, okay, bamboo technology, how do those two words go together? But when I first came to this part of the world, I first went to Hong Kong. And what I found really interesting in Hong Kong is the skyscrapers, the scaffolding,the 营架 that they'd put around the building was always made of bamboo. You know, it's high rises going up 30, 40 stories into the sky. And so you can see that bamboo is a very strong and resilient material. And I think that's one thing that people don't appreciate enough. And so I can see how maybe there's a lot that we can, by studying bamboo, learn more about how to use it and apply it in everyday life. Is that true?
Yes. Because of the bamboo grow very fast, about 1 meter each day.
1 meter each day?
1 meter each day, yeah.
That's so, a lot.
So it grows very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the flexibility is very good. Many people use bamboo as the building material, the handcraft material to weave many products like plates, baskets, bag, and many daily supplies. It was even said to be in the Taiwan Pride, Makino bamboo.Is Taiwan endemic subspecies. It's a unique material to produce bamboo sword because it's flexible, it's very good. It is used as sports equipment in kendo.
I see. So Taiwan 自己本身有的这个竹子的 Makino bamboo. So it is especially used in sword making, like a practice sword making in kendo. Okay, 这个我都不知道。那在台湾历史当中主要它是当作一个建筑材料或者是手工作品的一个材料，像是有在做一些包包啊或者是一些家具等等，就是一些日常生活的用品。然后主要就是那个 Makino bamboo, 它是台湾原有的，它是只有在台湾有吗？
它贵族就 Makino 本部就是贵族，那是属于台湾特有种，那在中国他们称为真族，日本也叫真族，那因为台湾的地理环境的不同，造成它变成是台湾的一个特有亚种。对
Okay, well, one of the main uses or one of the more well-known uses for the bamboo was to use them in kendo sword.
在剑道上面大家都使用台湾的贵族，因为日本也常用这样的贵族材料是最好的。The reason why we use bamboo to develop so many products is that bamboo grow very fast.
Yeah,
most of bamboo can absorb up to 50 tons per hectare.Therefore, we can get more bamboo in a short time and reuse it. And the bamboo can prevent landslide.
So that, which is very important in Taiwan. Every time a typhoon, heavy rain, we have landslides. Mm-hmm. And that's always been a big problem in Taiwan is land erosion, soil erosion.
Yeah.
But I think it's also interesting you just said that it absorbs so much carbon. Is that correct?
Yes.
So in other words, for fighting climate change, it's a very good...material, a natural material to achieve that goal.
But not just that, 因为它同时因为它生长的因为它生长速度这么快然后同时 because it can capture so much carbon, but because of how fast it's growing, that means that we can still use it as a source material.
We can still, at the same time.
As a resource, exactly.
Wow.
And then continue expanding the land, helping climate change, but also having more and more resources that we can use in our everyday life. That's pretty good.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So it's kill two birds with one stone there, I'd say.
I think like kill three birds with one stone.
Five or ten, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, cool.
In the recent, in E3, it developed the entire bamboo technology. We use bamboo pier as the green building material, a filter, fresh keeping material. Even we combine microorganics and bamboo charcoal called biochar to produce bioengine to prevent the pests and diseases to promote growth of the crops.那其实在最近工研院就是发展很多跟竹相关的一些科技，那可能我们把竹子当作是建材或者是跟微生物去做结合，那发展许多的生物制剂可以防治一些病虫，还让植物或作物长得更好。
So from building construction to handicrafts to also helping boost agriculture, it has multiple applications basically, if there's something in life, you can probably incorporate a little bit of bamboo into it.
I never realized any of that before. It's amazing, isn't
it? I think kind of like my perception of bamboo is a little bit changed in the way that, because you, we see bamboo quite often here in Taiwan, and we don't really think too much about it. It's like, okay, like we eat bamboo shoots, and like there's some bamboo furniture here and there.
And I think we always think of it as being very low tech.
Yeah.
And now you're giving a side of it which is very high tech at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So its applications go beyond what we expect. We're used to seeing it used in traditional senses, so we tend to think of it, okay, it's a little more old school, it's a little bit more primitive, not technological at all. But because of the research that you guys have done and then the investment that goes into the bamboo industry, we're able to discover the multiple applications that go beyond just the traditional uses of bamboo. 所以除了我们可能我们有的这个印象，其实在更多研究之后，就可以知道说它有很多各式各样的一些应用方法。然后除了在一些日常生活，我们平常比如说建筑或者是家具这一类方面的一个material，一个材质， it actually has even more applications beyond that. 它也可以是甚至使用在一些比较科技化或者是更先进的一些不一样的一些变化。 Is there anything else you want to add? 有没有想要多补充的？
其实我们大部分都是在竹子这个部分， 比较少人在竹叶。 那竹叶过往在华人世界就是拿来包肉粽， 但是我们 we attract activists of bamboo leaf to produce natural cosmetics to enhance antioxidant and antibacterial.
Ah, yeah, because eating bamboo shoots are high in antioxidants, so it would make sense that we can use bamboo leaves in cosmetics. 用在化妆品、保养品里面。
So I should buy a bunch of bamboo leaves for all of us, Paz?
Sure, and then we all wrap ourselves, 把自己包得跟肉粽一样，用竹叶包起来。
那也不错啦。
All right. Okay, so in a nutshell, the 2024 Bamboo Expo and World Bamboo Congress serves as a platform for cultural exchange and knowledge sharing, fostering collaborations that span continents. So more than 300 international guests will be present at the events. So from the revitalization of traditional crafts to the forefront of scientific research, the bamboo revolution is gaining momentum, proving that this remarkable plant is not just a resource, but it's also a solution to many of the world's pressing environmental challenges. It's used in sustainability. It's used in
cutting carbon gas in the atmosphere.
Exactly. Helping climate change and also helping the environment, you know, helping the revitalization of land as well. So it has multiple applications that go beyond just what we might expect of from bamboo. So can you tell us a little bit more about the event? What can people expect from going to the Expo or the World Bamboo Congress? So 如果要去参加这个活动的人可以到那边去期待看到什么样子的一些内容呢?
2024 Bamboo Expo and World Bamboo Congress 就世界竹论坛跟世界竹博览会这部分主要是在今年4月18日到22日，那主要的会场是在新竹的阳明交通大学里面，那它为期大概有4到5天的一个行程。 那目前来讲，整个是在所谓的新竹、南投、云林、嘉义跟花莲同时在举开这样的一个活动。 2024竹博览会跟竹论坛其实是在世界各国两年每两年举行一次，那刚好这一年这一次就轮到台湾，其实在大概5年前就应该在台湾举办，那因为后来是疫情还有种种原因延到现在才举办，那主要这样的一个论坛主要就是要让世界各地不同的国家来到会场，也就是今年的台湾，可以看到台湾 多样化的一个竹子发展跟应用，那让大家觉得说，过往不是只有在所谓的竹编或竹工艺等等之类，甚至我们比较习以为常的像包肉粽啊，或者 chopstick 那个部分来做应用，可以看到很多不一样的面向。
2024 Bamboo Expo and World Bamboo Congress will be taking place from the 18th to the 22nd of April. It will be in Hsinchu, Nantou, and Yunling, with the main event take place at Hsinchu at Yangmin Jiao Tong University.
Yes, 正式的会场是 18到 22, 那 36 它是各地一直在陆续，有点像是热身活动。
I see, okay. The event is an industry technology exposition. There's also going to be a vendor market, a bamboo craft exhibition, and even cultural events like musical concerts, tea ceremonies, and bamboo shoot cuisine. So, 除了可以知道说竹子的还有一些各式各样的应用变化之外，它这边也会有一个市集，然后也会有一些bamboo craft exhibition， 就是一些用竹子做的一些手工艺的一个展览，然后也会有一些比较属于是文化以。 文化为主题的一些活动，像比如说会有演唱会，或者是tea ceremony， 喝茶，茶道，然后当然也可以吃到很多好吃的竹子料理。Yes,
that's amazing. Yeah. You never thought that so many people were interested in the development and development of bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. In addition to all the international guests coming, many of these events are open to the public here in Taiwan as well.
So
this is a good chance for people here in Taiwan to better understand bamboo and how it's important for us here in Taiwan.
Yes.
所以我们可以去参观一下这个。
We can have a field trip, okay, Paz?
Yes, yes. Let's go to the 2024 Bamboo Expo and World Bamboo Congress to learn more.
But we should go to the one in Hualien. I think that'll be more pretty, don't you?
Ooh, yeah. So thank you very much, Dr. Huang, for all of the information you've brought us today. So overall, at this event, there's going to be an industry technology exposition, a vendor market, a bamboo craft exhibition, and even cultural events like musical concerts, tea ceremonies, and most importantly, bamboo shoot cuisine. That's the part I'm most interested in.
Food.
So yeah, thank you so much for bringing all of this useful and interesting information to us today.
Okay, now is for the fun part of the show, where we talk about our cat's meow, woo, something we like about English, or maybe our pet peeve, something we really don't like. But it's kind of funny. I think we've been getting a lot more of the cat's meows here than the pet
peeves.
Yeah,
nobody wants to think about things that they don't really like.
Maybe,
so we think about things that we do like.
It is nice to be positive. Mm-hmm. And sticking on that positive note, I have a cat's meow today. And mine is to miss the forest for the trees, which I think is appropriate that we're talking about bamboo and you may have like a bamboo forest. And oftentimes when we're talking about a problem, it's so easy to let ourselves to be caught up in the details, the trees, and forget about the forest, the big problem. You know, so even today, like maybe we're addressing climate change, but we worry about like the little issues like, oh, if we raise the price of electricity, that means I have to pay more money and I don't want to pay more money. But maybe only by raising the price and people conserving electricity can we help to solve the problems of climate change. You know, so to miss the forest for the trees, to get caught up in the little details, the trees, and to forget about the forest, which is the bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that. Let's not do that. We have to look at the big picture all the time. Look at the forest. So that's my cat's meow.
That's lovely. All right.
So Paz, what do you have to add?
Miss the forest for the trees.
That's right.
My word today, it's also a cat's meow.
Yeah.
And it's not exactly related to bamboo, but it is plant adjacent.
Okay.
It's the word mycelium.
Oh my gosh.
Mycelium is the network that funguses use to kind of expand underground and to grow themselves. And the mycelium network, the reason why I'm so intrigued by the mycelium network is that they're able to communicate like across thousands and thousands of acres, like beyond the distance that you would expect. Like you see one little mushroom sprouting here and then another mushroom sprouting thousands of kilometers away, they're still able to communicate through that mycelium network.
No way.
You're really pulling
my leg again.
I am not. It's really, really cool.
I'm going to have to check that out later today.
Yes, yes, please.
I'm going to pull a mushroom and see if one 1,000 kilometers away screams.
I mean, it's not going to scream, but it'll be known that this mushroom was pulled away.
And I'll be on their blacklist of people not to like. Okay, I'll be careful. Well, that's a very interesting word and a very interesting concept I never knew before. Thank you, Paz.
You're welcome. So the word is mycelium.
Cool.
And Dr. Huang?
Yeah, maybe you have something to add too. Okay?
I would like to share a word, infinity.
Wow, infinity.
It's not an advertisement.
It's not an advertisement for the car. Okay. We're not sponsored.
That's right.
Today's topic is bamboo. When bamboo sprouts and bamboo shoot grows, we don't know how tall bamboo will grow. It's full of unlimited imagination. It also means that life has no limitation, except the ones you make. Whole bamboo industry in Taiwan will go very well in the future.
Into infinity. Exactly. And beyond.
Wow, that is a very good final statement, I would say.
Yes.
Well, I think on that, we can wrap up today's conversation. I want to thank everybody for joining us here on ICRT's Breakdown, a special project, a special podcast brought to you by the National Development Council. So again, thank you very much, Dr. Huang, for joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Huang.
And Paz, I'm always happy to have you here.
Always fun to be here.
So I'm Tim Berge, and...
And I'm Paz Bueno. Thank you so much for listening.
Join us next time.
Breaking the ice. Breaking the mold, breaking down the news. You've been listening to ICRT Breakdown, a bilingual 2030 policy program brought to you in association with the National Development Council.